The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back, 11:03, final hour of the show. So good to have you along. You've been keeping Mean Gene hopping behind the glass at 303-696-1971. If you're just joining the show, first hour we talked to Natalie Gilbert about a potentially troubling story regarding U.S. Senator Cory Gardner and this event he was holding with Professor Chen Qi from SUSEF, the, what's that acronym stand for, Chinese Communist Party elite group that... very, very concerning. What to expect from the upcoming Biden-G virtual summit, a conversation with Senator Gardner, Professor Qi. And according to Natalie, this SUSEF was founded by the vice chairman of the highest-ranking entity overseeing China's United Front, which the U.S.-China Security and Economic Review Commission identifies as Beijing's effort to co-opt and neutralize sources of potential opposition to the policies and authority of the Chinese Communist Party. And once this was announced, somehow this Zoom event failed to materialize. It didn't happen. And I was not able, I just found out I'd have Natalie, I didn't have time to get a hold of Cory Gardner or anybody that surrounds him to get his take on this. But go back and grab that podcast in the 9 o'clock hour. I think you'll find it very, very interesting. 10 o'clock, we spoke with Todd Watkins, the sheriff candidate for El Paso County, former Border Patrol agent, constitutional sheriff platform. Fascinating. First conversation with him. But the primary source of conversation today on the show has been the announcement by Ronna McDaniel of a coalition between the RNC and the Log Cabin Republicans, which have always been a part of the Republican Party. And I know many and know and like many of folks from that group. But the announcement of this LGBT, and I think they omitted the Q, Gay Pride Coalition. And a vast majority of folks have been against it. Not against the people, but against the identity politics. We'll get back to that conversation with more of your calls at 303-696-1971 very, very soon. But right now, always a pleasure to be joined by my good friend, filmmaker, documentarian, Joel Gilbert. When this Rittenhouse trial was going on, all I could think about was his, well, not all I could think about, but one of the things that popped up in my mind is the amazing work that Joel Gilbert did in exposing the fraud that was the Trayvon Martin trial. The Trayvon Martin hoax was the name of that documentary, as I recall. Anyway, Joel Gilbert joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Great to be back. Thanks, Randy.
You better believe it. And I've had a couple of calls on Rittenhouse, this Ronna McDaniel thing. Really blew up the phone lines all morning long. Do you have any take on that? You look at politics from a very pragmatic perspective.
Okay, on the Ronna McDaniel action?
Yeah, just have you, do you know anything about it?
Not more than I've been listening to your show this morning, but it's part of the trend of, you know, this. What happens is when Democrats win the presidency or win offices, the Republican Party tends to say, well, we better adopt the policies of the Democrat Party if we want to win. It's kind of this, they call it like an autopsy. So instead of going back to their core principles and explaining to the public why these are more important and more relevant to a successful country, they simply say, well, maybe we better adopt their policies and try to attract some of their voters. But it never works.
Yeah, that's one of my concerns. You know, I don't know anybody, no matter how strongly religious they are, what their perspective is, who hates people that happen to be homosexual. I'm not in any of those circles, but I think what people are worried about is this identity politics and the fact that the pride agenda is different from welcoming LGBTQ people in. The pride agenda has a whole different message, especially for Republicans, the radical sexualization of our children in schools and the, you know, special rights, not just equal rights, and all of that stuff pops into mind. So seems like a big concern. But We don't have you here to talk about that. You must be watching this Rittenhouse trial with tremendous fascination, given your work on Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm riveted. I'm, you know, really looking at how remarkable Kyle Rittenhouse at 17 years old, now he's 18, just remarkable resilience he's had in response to these, what I call lynch mob prosecutors. It's almost the same manner that he survived an attack by a mob, people kicking him, swinging skateboards in the head, multiple attackers trying to grab his gun from all directions, and he somehow survived it and defended himself. He's kind of doing the same thing in the courthouse. The prosecutors are asking him, it's almost comical, they say things like, why did you fire your weapon? And Rittenhouse says, because he was attacking me and kicking my face in. So then the next question is, this guy in the mob, the guy that ended up getting his arm shot, asked him while they were walking. He asked him if he shot someone. And in the video, Rittenhouse says, no, I didn't. So the prosecutor says, why did you lie to the guy in the mob that was chasing you about shooting someone? And he answers, because I was being chased by a mob. So this is what the prosecutors are doing. They're trying to say that all behavior of Rittenhouse indicates guilt. Even the fact that he remained silent before the trial that got the judge very upset, somehow that makes him guilty. Just being there, it's another new thing. If you're just there, it's a provocation, even though you have a right to be anywhere. So that seems to be the lynch mob mentality, is anything you do to annoy someone, just showing up, means that it's justified someone to try to murder you, and because you've annoyed them in some way and you no longer have a right to self-defense. Even if you look at the Ahmed Arbery trial, no matter what annoying thing the McMichaels did, kind of chasing this guy down, trying to get a citizen's arrest on him, the point at which Arbery charges McMichaels and Poole tried to grab his gun away, that's what the trial's going to come down to, is was Travis McMichaels in legitimate fear of his life when Arbery came and tried to grab his gun and take it away from him. Everything else before that is just annoying, obnoxious, might be some kind of misdemeanor behavior. I'll give you another example. Let's say I actually know a friend of a friend who caught his, told me the story. I don't know the guy. He said that his he came home and his wife was cheating on someone, on him with another man, and he killed both of them. Oh, my God. Now, no matter what someone does, no matter what the provocation is, you can't murder them. But this seems to be the prosecution's case, is trying to cast Rittenhouse as having done something wrong, and therefore the attempted murder of him was justified, and his trying to save his life, his right to self-defense, was not justified. I think the jury will see through that, but you know, we got the whole jury intimidation issue that exists today.
Yeah, let's talk about that in just a minute. But yeah. I'll tell you what, the prosecution got the wrong judge for this, for the efforts that they've made to slant this trial, to offer things that are clearly improper and illegal, like the fact that Rittenhouse remained silent,
right?
You know, up to his trial. And then, of course, I was in the hospital with my wife, actually waiting on her surgery, when the announcement came that Rittenhouse was going to take the stand as a criminal defense attorney, 24 years, a highly unusual circumstance and situation. Boy, from what I've seen, it played out very, very well for Rittenhouse to do that.
Yeah, look, I would say that he showed that Derek Chauvin, even George Zimmerman, they're all very authentic. They should have told the story from the first person. Chauvin should have gone on the stand and say, look, I was called out. This guy was like he's on drugs. He was claiming he couldn't breathe in the police car. I got him down on the ground to try to calm him down. The people in the crowd were yelling at me and threatening me. I wasn't paying enough attention. It was an accident. You know, he could have, should have done that. I think it would have helped. And I think these guys need to tell their story from their point of view. And Rittenhouse, I think, is showing that at, you know, obviously a very young age.
And, of course, we have the media who idolized George Floyd, the armed robber who stuck a gun in a pregnant woman's stomach, who basically died of an overdose of fentanyl, not the actions of Chauvin, but idolized. And the, you know, the parade, the Elvis Presley-style funeral pyre and parade for this clown that was covered round the clock. And round the clock, they are just pillorying Rittenhouse as some kind of a vigilante. And frankly, Joe, I just don't think it works anymore. There's too many alternative sources of media. Too many folks are awake right now. and the video that people can just watch for themselves of the positions that Rittenhouse was in that finally led him to fire his gun. I just don't think it works anymore. But like you, I am very concerned about the death threats from BLM and Antifa activists and thugs to any juror who holds, you know, who doesn't find Rittenhouse guilty. This is unbelievable that this is what's happening in the United States of America these days.
Well, what's happening is we have a rush to judgment where prosecutors charge people with murder within 24 hours, no investigation. Same thing with the Rashard Brooks case in Atlanta. The police officer, Garrett Rolfe, was charged with murder. Of course, Chauvin charged with murder, no investigation. And once they charge with murder and the politicians jump in, even remember Joe Biden tweeted that Rittenhouse was a white supremacist. Once they create that narrative, the media does everything they can to hide the actual evidence when it comes around, you know, a year later. Now, if we look at back at the Zimmerman case, he was investigated for 3 weeks by the local police and exonerated. Self-defense, see you later, it's over. It's only when Benjamin Crump showed up with a fake witness, Rachel Gentel, claiming to have been on the phone and heard things that contradicted the evidence that the mob came out, the lynch mob came and pressured the state of Florida into appointing a special prosecutor. You know, the rest is history, and I showed that that was a fake witness, that Rachel Gentel was not the girlfriend of Trayvon. She wasn't on the phone with him. It was a different girl. She's in my movie. I found her. But now they don't even wait for a police investigation. So what you see is everybody just simply tries to cover up the fact that there was no investigation. Now, in the trial with Rittenhouse, we're seeing that, wow, here's the investigation that they should have done in the first place. Now here's where the intimidators come in. The judge is getting emails. The jury's getting their picture taken. So I was tweeting during the Chauvin trial. I said the jury has two choices, guilty or dead man walking. You've got to choose. Now, what's happening throughout society is, what's the path of least resistance? How can I avoid the mob? How can I avoid any grief? Even look at the baseball All-Star game. It was going to be in Atlanta. As soon as the mob came and started screaming about the Georgia election integrity law, Major League Baseball doesn't care about this stuff, but they path of least resistance. Let's just move it to Denver. We're done with this. We don't have to be a target. So that's my concern, is no matter how innocent it appears that Rittenhouse is, the jury pretty much understands that they could be a target and then might say, well, let's just let the appeals court handle it. So these are the concerns, is that despite overwhelming evidence that this never should have been brought in the first place, any charges, he could be found guilty out of the fear from the mob, the lynch mob against the jury.
Very concerning to me as well. And it's just another clear-cut distinction between the methodology of the left versus the methodology of the right. I've got some Trump audio from the National Republican Congressional Committee annual dinner and speech keynote speech that Trump gave. And in it, when I finish it up this hour with folks, they'll hear him talk about boycotting woke businesses and using the power of the economy to impact the behavior of these major corporations that make these stupidly political decisions. But never does he push for violence. The left always pushes for violence, and they not only threaten it, they show up and they burn cities down. They chain police station doors shut and then light them on fire. They kill people and assault people. And
It leads to self-censorship. It causes people, just the mere fear of it. I ran into that just with the Trayvon hoax. I talked to all the major talk show hosts, anybody you can think of, even Larry Elder, Hannity, all these guys. A lot of them didn't want to cover it because they straight up said, were honest about it. They said, look, if I talk about this fraud on the Trayvon Martin case and that the BLM was based on a complete fraud, I'll get killed on social media. Or my employer, Fox News, will start to get hit with complaints about me. And so they don't want to touch it. So it creates this self-censorship. Once there's rioting and threats on any jury, all the other juries or all the judges, you think if Rittenhouse gets appealed, that that appeals judge won't be concerned about what might happen to him or his children, you know, if he quits Rittenhouse. I don't know if people know this, but it's been only just gotten come out in the last day or two. There's this guy named Matthew Apperson who tried to murder George Zimmerman about 5 years ago, shot a bullet right at him while he was driving, and he got 20 years in prison. Last week, the appeals judge released Apperson from jail after 5 years only based on his claim of incompetent counsel, which every criminal says.
Wow.
And so he's getting out. So you just wonder, well, was that appeals judge, was that affected by the mob that wanted this guy out?
Well, the point to all this is that people have to realize we are at a tipping point in our country. We have to treat this as a time of war, and it is a war that is the easiest war ever to fight because we're not going to foreign soil. We're not without shoes and freezing cold or food, and we're not being constantly fired upon. But it is indeed a war for the salvation and future of this country, and people have to show the courage even in the face of these threats and sometimes with the knowledge that these threats get carried out. People have to realize that it's time to stand up, and I pray that those Rittenhouse jurors figure that out too.
Well, someone's got to take a stand. I mean, you're right. There is a kind of a cold civil war going on between the Democrat Party and their mob on the street who want to fundamentally transform the country and cancel all the constitutional protections versus those of us who believe and understand the constitutional protections and the relationship, fundamental relationship of the constitutional republic with the population is a successful formula for the country.
I really hope that the knowledge about what went on with Trayvon Martin becomes a part of the debate in politics and about our court system, our justice system. And for people to better understand that, they need to see your documentary. What is the best way for folks who haven't seen it yet to get a hold of it?
Okay, well, it's funny. The TrayvonHoax.com website, just yesterday, it got hacked. And I just, coincidence during the Rittenhouse final deliberations there. So we're getting it back up and running later today. It'll be back up. But the TrayvonHoax.com, you can also go on Amazon, get the movie or the book. And any of my films at highway61ent.com, and you can just see and understand this entire Black Lives Matter movement was founded on the hoax of the Trayvon Martin case, and it never should have happened. But because it wasn't debunked and people didn't look into it, the media never looked into it, years later, Crump and Al Sharpton repeated the exact same formula in the George Floyd case. They showed up and said, we don't trust the police, it's definitely racism, and therefore we want to change the country and give me $20 million while you're at it. It's the same thing that happened, and it's just going to continue until people really understand that that entire movement is just complete nonsense, and it's all for a political agenda. It has nothing to do with helping black people or preventing police doing anything violent. It's very much a movement that harms black Americans, the very thing that they claim to be wanting to help.
Joel Gilbert, it's been a while since I've actually seen you. It's awfully good to talk to you, and I hope you make your way back through Colorado again, or maybe I'll get out on the West Coast.
Great. Thanks for having me today.
God bless you, sir.
Good.
All right. Just open lines for the rest of the show, 303-696-1971. 696-1971. We'll get back into the conversation on Ronna McDaniel, if that's of interest to you, really anything that's on your mind. But this Ronna McDaniel thing is a big, big deal because this is a, this is a huge step for the RNC to be taking without any actual participation or knowledge of the actual RNC. And that alone creates substantial concern for me. Before we go to break, I saw a quote, I think it was Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, where he said something like, people say Rittenhouse never should have gone to Kenosha. And we heard that from, I think it was Crazy Dave in San Francisco. But Gutfeld said the dead guys shouldn't have gone to Kenosha either. And why is it that we never look at the other side? Well, they, mainstream media, corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled mainstream media, and all of the weak-kneed Republicans and so-called and former leaders never look at what's happening on the other side. They just tell us that we need to quiet down, that we need to back down. We're going to finish that Trump audio for you as well. You will love it. Joe, you're first up when we come back on 710 KNUS. Welcome back. I'm Randy Corpin, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism, unafraid to continue to share with you the past and future President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
You should cut off all Justice Department grants, all of these Justice Department grants to local district attorneys who refuse to prosecute shoplifters, murderers, other criminals. but are willing to spend millions and millions of dollars to prosecute Republicans who happen to be leading monumentally in all of the polls. Just as I did in my executive order last year, you should ban critical race theory. We did it. We did it in the military and all government. You should save America's suburbs from Biden's CRT-inspired housing agenda. You should force the Interior Department to build the National Garden of American Heroes that I announced in my speech at Mount Rushmore. You should stop all federal taxpayer dollars from going to big tech monopolies.
Very, very interesting. And yet this coalition, RNC coalition with LGBT pride, seems to have stemmed out of Mar-a-Lago. My understanding, and again, I just got hit with this morning. The emails, when I went and looked, started last night about 7 or 8 o'clock, up to about 80 of them now, mostly saying no, hell no. But this stemmed out of an awards dinner that the Log Cabin Republicans, that's the gay organization in the Republican Party, Log Cabin Republicans, held at Donald Trump's house, Mar-a-Lago. And Melania won some kind of an award, I believe, from the Log Cabin Republicans. And, you know, listen, Ronna is Donald Trump's handpicked leader of the GOP, and she was reelected by acclamation as a result of that. Heck, I voted for her. And so on her own, without consultation with any of us on the RNC, coming out of that visit, she announced this new coalition, a gay pride coalition with the RNC. And yet the emailers, no on McDaniel's LGBTQ GOP coalition. Leave identity politics to the Democrats. We need conservatives, not activist groups, in the GOP. Who cares what conservatives do in their bedrooms? We don't want their identity group. We need individual thinking conservatives, whether they be gay or straight. But then there's this one on the 710 text line. Hi, Randy. I'm okay with Ronna's idea to increase gays' participation in the GOP. Was done the wrong way, but she's probably trying to put it in place before the door gets shut in her face. The old forgiveness over permission tactic. Ooh, I like that. Got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Thanks so much for all you do. Thank you, Jim. That's from the 710 text to studio line. And by the way, I do get to read these even if they continue after the show. So keep them coming on the 710 CAN-US app. That email I just read a moment ago, no on McDaniels, is at 710canus.com. Wake up with Randy Corcoran. Click the email the show button. But really the best place to let me know where you stand on this issue for my report to Ronna McDaniel and my multiple conversations ahead with individual members of the RNC is my Republican National Committee Man email. And I'll just give it to you again. It's rbcforcolorado@gmail.com. rbcforcolorado@gmail.com. We promised Joe first, and here he is, Joe in Arvada. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Randy. Randy, Ronna needs to understand that the Republican Party is not the capitulator to special interest groups. That is the other side. I mean, she's almost, it almost seems like she's kind of like Mitt Romney, capitulating the other side. Oh, wait, she is related to him, isn't she? Anyway, the point is Ronna McDaniel, you should be calling out the other side for capitulating to special interests, not joining them. The biggest remark she should have made about this situation is Pete Buttigieg recently taking off, what, a month in
2 months.
Middle of
2 months.
2 months. Oh, great!
To stay home and nurse his child.
Yeah, he's got to take care of
leave.
The baby.
He's a cabinet member,
you know,
cabinet level official of the United States of America. Takes 2 months off during a crisis that he is in direct control of. It's outrageous, incompetence. But
that's
why
what
identity.
Ronna McDaniel should have called out.
But Joe, the message you gave to the screener, to Mean Gene behind the glass, also included don't move away from Trump. This happened
well,
at Mar.
That was
this,
my second point.
Yeah, but this and I agree with you. But tying it together, this happened at Mar-a-Lago. Ronna is Trump's handpicked gal, And I'm guessing Melania won this award. Trump wants to grow the party. If you were listening earlier, part of the clip from the RNCC keynote speech he gave this last week, he talked about, you know, the giant gains from all sides, you know, black, brown, red, green, white, blue, gay, straight, whatever.
I get it.
This may be
we're
Trump.
A big tent. But that doesn't mean that we have to cater to them. What is this idea that we're going to have a coalition? Wait a second. Coalition? No, we're a big tent party. Ronald Reagan said it best. I mean, you know, okay, fine. The log cabin Republicans want to be part of the movement? Great. That doesn't mean that we move our party to fit their agenda.
Well, I agree.
I don't understand that.
And one thing I have heard is that, you know, Ronna McDaniel's not in charge of the Republican platform. We are, and that ain't changing. And one of the concerns is that, and I don't know this to be true, I've never heard it from anybody, any log cabin Republicans directly, that they want to change that platform and change that agenda. But what concerns me is when, you know, if it had been we welcome LGBTQ people to the Freedom Party, I'd be all for that. When it's the Pride Coalition, Pride just has that significance to me of political activism, the excessive sexualization of our children through the schools and all of those other facets that we hate about the radical gay agenda.
That's right. We're not going to hang the flag out in front of the embassy. No.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Yeah, I hope you're right. And it's interesting, man. People are calling for the resignation of Ronna McDaniel, but I still haven't heard. And what would you say if this was Donald Trump's idea?
I honestly thought Ronna McDaniel should have hung it up in 2020. There was no reason to move forward with her. I think that, you know, we needed to move on with somebody that is a Donald Trump supporter openly, not just kind of covertly. It seems like Ronna McDaniel kind of covers her tracks. I know she says she is, but she doesn't really openly support.
She's out at Mar-a-Lago all the time. She was reelected by acclamation because Trump wanted her reelected.
Well, you know, that may be one of the personnel mistakes that Donald Trump has made. I think it is.
Man, it's a great call, Joe. Thanks for waiting to make it. Go ahead. Did you have one last thing you wanted to say?
Well, I just want to say this. Donald Trump is the reason why that last Tuesday we had success. Don't get off the Trump train, people. He is going to make a big difference when he comes in through the front door. Think about this. If Ron DeSantis is the guy, is he going to fire Milley on the first day? Is he going to fire FBI Director Christopher Wray? Donald Trump is going to go and wreck this swamp.
Yeah, that David Frum minute that I played a couple times during the show, David Frum minute on Trump, is very, very telling, isn't it? They're terrified because now he knows how to work the levers of government. He didn't go in there realizing that they would stack up against him the way they did. And he still changed Washington and the country in a major, major way. So great stuff, Joe. I've got full lines, but thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Randy.
All right. Joe's line's open, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Another email at rbcforcolorado@gmail.com. Hi, Randy. As a lifelong Republican and Tea Party member, no, I do not support this compromise to launch a new gay pride LGBTQ group or coalition. This does not represent Republican beliefs. This is nothing short of compromise to solicit LGBTQ votes. Randy, please do not support this, and it goes on. Very, very fascinating. Let's hear a little bit more from Donald Trump. It's short.
Congratulate Kevin on his announcement that the House GOP will be introducing a Parents' Bill of Rights. That's so beautiful. The sound of that is so beautiful. And I hope it includes a right for any parent to opt out of the indoctrination and send their child to the public, private, charter, or faith-based school of their choice.
Yeah, he just hits on all the issues that resonate across the country. And my question continues, if this is Trump's idea, if Ronna McDaniel's action after Melania Trump won an award from, I think it was Log Cabin Republicans, If this was their idea, does that change how you look at it? I know it doesn't make you wear a mask. It doesn't make you stick an untested, unproven, and now known to be dangerous vaccine into your arm. But how do we make sure that we win in the with the biggest majorities possible and still not step on our own toes and create the seeds for our own destruction? Now, Holly's got a response to my friend Joe. Actually, I don't think I've ever met Joe, but he's a regular caller. All you guys are my friends. Even crazy commie Dave. If he would just not call me a liar three times in a row, we might get past the first 30 seconds of a conversation. Dave, write that down. Holly, thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Thanks, Randy. Another good show like before. And so I had two things. First, Joe that just was on. I agree with him completely. Rona McDaniel needs to consider stepping down. She is not smart enough to handle the position that she's got. She needs to realize she is a representative of all of us as well, and she's not doing that. She's just running roughshod over us, and they always have. And that's why we're all upset about the RNC, is because they've been running roughshod over us for years and years and years. Secondly, I wanted to bring up what happened last week with MTG and what you brought on to the show last week. That was so excellent. And I wanted to tell you, I am doing what she brought up. I don't know if she meant for us to bring, you know, to do it and stuff, but at 7 o'clock Mountain States time, I've been setting my phone alarm so that no matter where I am or what I'm doing, I stop and I sing the Star Spangled Banner in solidarity with those 450 prisoners, political prisoners of war. Literally, this is a war. Political prisoners of war that are being held solitary confinement in Washington, D.C. And I tell you, I've done it now for a week. And Randy, it has changed me. Things are happening. I hope people will get the broadcast of last week so that they hear it straight from you and MTG's mouth, so that they're not hearing it from me, they're hearing it from them. And hear it and see if it doesn't make a change in their lives. We need to be a United States of America again.
Holly, what a
way to do it.
What a great call. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you, Randy, for everything you do. Everything.
Thank you,
bud.
Bye-bye. She's talking about this. Last week, we played some audio from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who actually got in to see these prisoners in Washington, D.C. And at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, every single night, they're stopping what they're doing and they're singing the national anthem. And that was a live cell phone recording of them doing that. And it was very, very powerful. And I really appreciate Holly calling in and reminding us. Holly's line is open, 303-696-1971. Very short break, and we'll finish up the show as we always do with a whole bunch of you as we wrap up Wake Up with Randy Corporan here on 710 KNUS. Holy moly. Ted Nugent, great way to wrap up the show. 11:45. Really appreciate all the calls. Lines have been full. We've still got time for some, and we'll get to Mike and Dave here in just a minute. But, man, these emails are just pouring in from Grand Junction. This action by the National Committee should be abandoned. It goes against basic human values, undermines the credibility of the party. Ms. McDaniel needs to reconsider such an ill-advised action. I want to clarify, this is not the National Committee. This is Ronna McDaniel. We were all caught off guard by this. Well, maybe there were some insiders, friends of hers or something. But I've talked to a number of RNC members who were as shocked about this as I was. And the vast majority of people do not support it. And I just want to make clear, this is not about gay people. I would prefer not to know who you sleep with. You know, I just don't care. This is about the pride agenda. This is about the radical sexualization of our children and library story time with transgenders and unequal rights and the pride flag flying in place of the American flag at our U.S. embassies and just all of the radicalization. And if that's what it takes to get the support of gay people, I want anyone who believes in liberty and security and prosperity and individual responsibility and individual opportunity for success, regardless of your sleeping or sex patterns. If you're keeping your hands off of kids, I don't care what you do. But this agenda, this pride agenda, is what has troubled me from the start. And it's really important for me to hear from you so I can convey Colorado's perspective on this, what's going to be a very important issue moving forward. If McDaniel's Gay Pride Coalition mandate for the GOP comes from Trump or is supported by Trump, he has lost me. That's very, very strong. There are a number of things Donald Trump did I didn't agree with. He sure didn't lose me. Not with all of the important things that he did do, exposing the media, exposing the deep state, shutting down our border, calling a spade a spade. Ooh, can you say that now? Good question. Here's more of Donald Trump. In fact, we'll wrap this up, then we'll get back to your calls. Here's the rest of Donald Trump, the 5 minutes I had for you at the National Republican Congressional Committee dinner.
These are the kind of bold ideas House Republicans should run on and win on with their policies of open borders, defund the police. Think of this. Destroy the Second Amendment. No energy independence. No voter ID. High taxes. Rampant crime throughout our cities like nobody's ever seen before. There are far more of us than there are of them. We need nationwide boycotts of companies that don't believe in Republican and conservative principles. We're not going to buy their product if they're not going to buy our policy, if they're not going to respect us. We're not going to do it. Watch how quickly these companies will change if we do this, and we're going to boycott the media that doesn't treat us fairly. Voters are going to flock to the Republican Party in droves, and they have in the last few years. We've never seen anything expand like it. The party is a much bigger, stronger, and more powerful party because the truth is on our side, common sense is on our side, history is on our side, and most importantly, the heart and soul of the American people are on our side.
And that's all very, very true. More individual donors now, more money from individual donors to the RNC than the big donors. And I think it's the first time in the history of the RNC that that is the case. And that's Donald Trump. That's individuals on fire about an opportunity to reclaim freedom and security and prosperity in this country and not have top-down dictatorial control shoved down our throat everywhere we go, from the president's office to the local school board. And so when I see an email that says if Donald Trump is behind Ronna McDaniel's move to bring in this LGBT pride coalition, then he's lost me. Boy, seriously reconsider that position. I don't think Donald Trump necessarily understands sometimes the politics of some of these decisions and why the pride agenda is so dangerous to the country. This seems to me, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to support this. I'm going to read all of your emails and can take all of your thoughts into consideration. I do not like the pride agenda, but finding ways to welcome everybody into the big tent, people who simply believe in freedom, is massively important to our movement. All right, last 48 seconds of Trump.
So my message tonight is very simple. We must fight for America. We must win for America. We have no choice. And we must get out there, be proud, be courageous, make the arguments, surrender nothing, ask for every single vote to be counted, never give up, never give in, and never, ever back down. If Republicans do this, we are going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. We are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful White House and we are going to take back our country. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, if the folks like me who oppose not gay people but the pride agenda take Donald Trump's advice there, never back down, never stop fighting, then we are at odds with our own leadership. Boy, please continue to send me your thoughts, but use this email, RBC4Colorado. That's my committee man email. Go to my RNC committee man page on Facebook. Just look for my name and share your thoughts, because there will be a bunch of us responding to this decision by Ronna McDaniel very, very soon. And man, oh man, there's just so much going on. I'll be headed straight over to the Wheat Ridge United Methodist Church at 38th and Wadsworth for our Roe v. Wade past, present, and future presentation, including the two important cases in front of the U.S. Supreme Court as we speak. That starts at 1 o'clock, open to everybody, questions and answers throughout and after. Please come out and join us. And I could not possibly have the energy to keep all this going without my friend Dr. Julie McCallan and the team at Cenogenics. They pioneered the medical specialty of age management, and I, honest to God, feel the difference. I said earlier, the woman, regular visitor to the Tea Party, but, you know, she only sees me once a month. She said, "You're slimming down, Corporan." And when you see yourself every day, you can't tell, but it feels good to hear that sort of thing. They identify 9 key markers in each and every one of us that have the greatest impact on lifespan, quality of life, including blood sugar, hormone levels, kidney and liver measures, sleep quality, maintaining a healthy weight, which I continue to work on. Cenogenics team will help you take control of your health again through their research-based approach. They give you the tools to reach and maintain a healthy weight, improve your sleep, and optimize your overall well-being. I can't wait to go in for my first annual checkup and compare my numbers and my physical condition to the mess I was in when I marched in there for the very first time last November. That's going to be very, very exciting. Cenogenics is denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com, and the phone number 720-387-3681. Full lines. One more thing I've got to try and get off out to you about my wife's surgery. 4.5 hours, heart surgery, burned all the nerves around the outside of her heart. I had to go back in and do it a second time because some of the nerves regenerated. My wife is a chronic pain sufferer, so it takes high levels of these drugs they use to keep people's pain at bay. Our doctor understood this. He gave us his cell number. He told the crew there if they needed special orders to call him. And then I went home. They wouldn't let me spend the night, and slept right through the calls from my wife. I was even sleeping through my alarm when it went off, which just never happens to me. And she didn't call the doctor. The nurses didn't call the doctor. So if you're ever in that situation, you need special attention. Don't just leave it to chance. If any of us ever need another surgery, I'm making an appointment with the powers that be at the hospital and the doctors. And we're going to have a plan in place where if things aren't happening, if the traditional way of doing things aren't helping the needs of the individual patient, that we're going to have a system in place to address it, not the next morning, but immediately, because my wife went through another night of hell. She's home now and on the mend. It's all good, and I'm so grateful to everybody and the efforts that they made, even though the management of her pain for a while was a real mess. And, man, I'm so sorry. Full lines, I kept saying we'd get to them. Mike, Dave, and I don't know who's on line 3, but we're out. You hear the music in the background. I am headed to the church, 38th and Wadsworth. We'll talk about Roe v. Wade. Please come and join us. I may need some friends out there. I just don't know. And continue to send me your perspective on Ronna McDaniel's decision to embrace the Pride Coalition at rbc4colorado@gmail.com. Regardless, the most important thing is always remember, and please never forget, I'm Randy Corporan. God loves you. So do I. Fight for your liberty, never quit, and stay tuned.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.